It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Good. Well, I was going to say good morning, but as I think about it, it may not be morning as you're listening. It's just morning when we're recording. So, good day. Thank you, Ken Adams, as always. We're so appreciative, and we hope we never tire of saying, of expressing our appreciation for all you do for us and making our conversation into a radio program. Well, Jerry, today it's you and me, and we just highlighted a couple of things that we'd kind of like to go to in today's program. The October newsletter is out.
And it's coming.
It's coming.
Letter is out.
The thank you letter is out. The newsletter is being thought about. Okay. So anyway, we want to talk about some topics that are going to be or are in that newsletter. And we're still talking about the banquet. And, you know, that was such a wonderful experience. There were some hiccups, technically, as you know, if you were there. But, you know, God just worked it out.
And I love that, I was, you know, I made fun of my binder that night, the wedding planner binder, because I've got everybody's part is in that binder. And then when I thought about it afterwards and wrote my letter for the banquet, I realized that God is the God of glory and the glitch.
Uh-huh.
And he works, you know, it's true. He does work all things together for those who are called and et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't always feel good, but I've learned that God does not work only when it feels good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can actually cheapen his work sometimes mm-hmm. when it's like you leave something and you talk about, wow, the Holy Spirit was really there, or that felt so good, God was really there. Well, God is there when it doesn't feel so good.
And sometimes, Jerry, those events can be manipulated by emotional mm-hmm.
yes.
planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that our supporters just saw the face without the makeup.
Yes.
And just yes. genuine, this is who we are.
And we wanted that. And, you know, backing up a bit to that night and that theme, it was saluting the home team. And the home team being those very people that support us day in, day out, year in, year out. And that name came about kind of a takeoff on so many individuals and groups that have support. So you have, you know, Team Jim, and you have Team Francis, and someone's trying out for the Olympics, so you have Team Michael Phelps or whatever. So we tried Team Evangel for a while, and it just didn't resonate with me, and I didn't like it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So being the baseball fan I am, one night I was thinking about home team advantage, and I thought, that's our people. They are the home team. They give us that advantage. They support us. They're why we are here. They take all the stress away, not all of it, but anyway, so that's who they are, the home team. Those are our folks.
Mm.
And we wanted to thank them, and I think the best way to thank them is not to give them tons of stuff, but really let them see what you just expressed so well, mm-hmm. us without the makeup.
Yeah.
On a night when everybody is made up beautifully,
yeah.
but yes, the emotional non-makeup.
Yeah. And, you know, thankfully it was not, could in no way be described as manipulative.
No. And I am so careful of that. You know, my history here, Jim, I have learned my walk with Christ, I want to be as authentic mm-hmm. as I can be. In fact, mm-hmm. I was reading something the other day I just loved, and for some reason I had never expressed it that way to myself. What do you expect in your walk with Christ?
Mm.
And I pondered that and pondered that, because can we really say what we expect? What we expect from ourselves, what we expect from him? And I just hadn't thought of that before. And,
mm.
and I think in order to answer those kind of questions, you've got to be really real.
Yeah.
And that's what so many folks on our home team appreciate.
Yeah. Well, it was a delightful time, and we're still kind of basking in the glory of it. That, of course, will fade.
As the women are also.
Yeah. Yes. Wonderful. That's kind of the point. We're thrilling that that's the case. We want to talk now about the Kids Zone. Used to be daycare.
And we're going to slip into that, I know, but we're trying really hard to refer to it as Kid Zone, because what kid older than 6 or 7 wants to go to daycare?
Right.
So we're trying to retrain ourselves and rename it before we even, you know, turn a shovel of dirt out there. We have begun forming just little groups here on staff. The two people in daycare, Ruby and myself, have met. We have to come up with a plan. I want to see their vision. Then we'll bring in a couple outside folks and have that plan and see what we really can do construction-wise. But mostly the older kids need a place to do computer work, study work, and just kind of have some good intentional one-on-one.
I have wondered a little bit about that, Jerry, because a couple of times I've actually recorded this program over there and had to sit in one of those 3-year-old's chairs.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's like, well, because we haven't had older kids.
Yeah.
Or we have, but it's just been for a while, so, you know, we keep a bigger chair somewhere, but it certainly is not bigger kid friendly. And, yeah, you know, what bigger kid in their right mind would want to go over there and play with little kids and sit in little chairs and play with Play-Doh? And
yeah, I loved what Landon said.
Everything Landon said. Which one did you love?
Well, he talked about that, about sitting in little kids' chairs and having a place to do homework.
I have to tell everybody who's listening one of our Landon stories that didn't get on the video, but he said it perfectly, and I never would have thought of it. He said he wants a big kid's toilet.
Yeah.
Because we've got two little kid toilets out there. They're like 6 inches off the ground. Two of them side by side. So things like that will be so easy to take care of, so easy to fix.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, this is classic about wanting two teachers.
Yes, I love that. That's one of the best lines ever. That is one of the things that jump-started the whole Kid Zone thing. I asked Landon what he would like to see us do to improve daycare. And he said, well, I think we need two teachers, a nice one and one to teach math.
And I, you know what, I kind of resonate with that.
Well, you know, I think he's a little disappointed, because the one who's here when he is always here is the more stricter one who's here all day that he's hoping would be the nice one.
It's so brilliant, a nice one and one to teach your math. Then we wanted to talk about the basement a little bit, too. What's going on there? I saw the Facebook post.
You know, sometimes I just get ticked. Mm-hmm. The things you didn't see on the Facebook post were the things I had to edit in my brain. And by the way, the Facebook posts, for the most part, are written by me. We have a gal who helps us with social media who posts things. And when people who see the Bible verses and the generic posters, she always fills in. But we try to send her all the pictures, anything that's of any substance, I write. So it came time to do something with the basement. The basement is where we keep all of our donations. We have our canned food down there. We have our paper products. That stays very organized. But the area where we bring in donations and we try to sort clothes, it's been organized. But then people start dumping stuff. And I think, Jim, the biggest culprits are yard sale rejects. And if you've got a bunch of clothes at a yard sale that don't sell, or you can't give them away, you know, they're probably just, they're going to be things people don't want to wear, even homeless women. Mm-hmm. Even homeless women don't want to wear shoes with floppy soles. Oh, that just makes... Yeah. So anyway, what was happening, I think we were getting a lot of stuff basically dumped on weekends. Mm. Staff would be here. They wouldn't feel comfortable to say no. They tried, but so they would accept things, take them down to the basement. Then they would get opened up later. And we ended up with just a pile of junk. You know, men's clothes, polyester suits from the 70s. I mean, it would be great to do a situation comedy.
Yeah.
A crutch. You know,
for a costume shop, not so much for...
Yeah, really. One year, I remember, and another culprit is when people clean, when they have estates or they clean out someone's house, and they just put all the stuff in a truck and bring it to us. One year, we got a set of false teeth that I actually kept on my desk for a while, and just to remind myself that it was okay to tell people we can only use certain things. Mm-hmm. But along with the teeth, We got a gun cleaning kit, and do you remember the popsicle Tupperware popsicle
yes.
molds? Well, when was the last time you saw a bottom one of those and maybe two tops? That was because someone had cleaned out someone's house and just dumped everything and then brought it here.
And see, that just makes more work for the Evangel Home staff. Yeah. And you know what, Evangel Home staff has they have job descriptions and they stay busy doing that. Yeah. That when you bring those things, you're probably well motivated and all, but think a little bit because that diverts staff from their jobs. Yeah. That creates more work for them that they don't have time to do.
And I would bet everybody listening, Jim, would follow that and would not bring us things they wouldn't want. I think it comes from people that aren't really connected with us other than, oh, it's a place I can take my stuff.
Yeah.
We have a new volunteer. You know, the night of our banquet, the young man named Jeremy Lusk spoke, and his grandmother, Margaret, had been one of our forever home team folks. Well, Jeremy's wife is Jessica. And the following week, Jessica came down here on a tour. One of our board members brought her, Nelda. If anyone knows Nelda, Nelda is like, okay, Nelda's at the door. Okay, let her do what she wants. She knows us inside and out. And I love that when a board member knows us that well. Anyway, she was giving Jessica a tour. And not knowing what the basement was like at that point, just went down there with Jessica. And we're going, ooh. But Jessica gets down there and said she could hardly keep her hands out of the pile because she loves to organize.
Oh.
So that was, I think, a godsend because Jessica is the one now getting it all organized for us. And the Facebook post and a letter that I wrote said that we are not accepting anything through October. We've got to give our area down there a chance to get reestablished and then we'll start again.
So, as you have well said, that's probably not our supporters. They know us better than that, but it is a bit of a frustration. We've just got a little bit of time. We've got holidays coming up. Let's just remind our friends what we need.
We always need paper products, and at the holidays, special foods are always nice to have, too. We will soon be putting out a gift list for the women. That'll be in the next newsletter. Anyone who has sponsored some of our women for Christmas, we will be contacting you first to see if you want to do that again. So,
okay. And turkeys.
And turkeys. Let those turkeys start coming.
Yeah, that turkeys come in this time of year and feed our residents for a year. Anyway, we need that. So put that on your list. And if you have some ideas or you have questions, please call. And there'll be somebody here to tell you what we need. We're out of time. Thanks, Jerry. Always
thank
a treat
you,
to chat. Ken, it's always a pleasure. With confidence, we turn the rest of the program over to you. And my listening friends, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.